This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Florida is anxiously waiting for Hurricane Milton, now a Category 2 storm. The AP's Donna Warder with the latest.
Hurricane Milton is expected to strengthen over warm waters and head toward Tampa and Orlando. Milton is expected to make landfall Wednesday in the Tampa Bay area and remain a hurricane as it moves across central Florida into the Atlantic Ocean. At a Sunday news conference carried by WFSU-TV, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis said he's ordered a state of emergency in 51 counties.
We've sent high water rescue vehicles to Hillsborough and Pinellas County, where there are some models having the eye of the storm making landfall, although I think the more recent track is that it's slightly south of Tampa Bay.
Many people are still in shock following Hurricane Helene, which has caused catastrophic damage from Florida to the Appalachian Mountains and killed at least 230 people. I'm Donna Warder.
Palestinian militants in Gaza fired rockets into Israel today as mourners there mark the one-year anniversary of the October 7th attack. The AP's Charles de Ledesma with the latest.
The Israeli military says three rockets were intercepted and a fourth fell in an open area. The military adds it launched a wave of artillery and airstrikes overnight and into Monday to thwart what it said was an imminent attack. It said it targeted Hamas launch posts and underground military infrastructure. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Just in, a Russian court has sentenced a captured American to nearly 7 years in prison for fighting as a mercenary in Ukraine. Stephen Hubbard is 72 years old. American and British climbers have been rescued after being stranded for 3 days on a mountain in India. They managed to send out an emergency message on Thursday. The Supreme Court's new term begins today. This is AP News. The AP Entertainment Update for you now.
You should see it out there. I'm crazy for you.
The highly anticipated sequel to the Joker movie debuted with $40 million in ticket sales, according to studio estimates, about half of what it was expected to earn. Critics were divided on it. Audiences gave it a D on CinemaScore and a half star out of five on Post-Track.
We don't talk anymore.
Musician Charlie Puth plays Charlie Puth on the Roku series The Charlie Puth Show. While it's a comical version of his life, Puth says he's a funny guy.
I kind of am. All the time. I'm hilarious. I don't even feel like I'm acting on the show. I'm just acting like myself.
Actor Keanu Reeves made his debut as a professional auto racer on Saturday at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. He spun into the grass halfway through but was uninjured. Reeves finished 25th. I'm Margie Zaraletta.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.